Now back to Brian Bushlack's business briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, 4:52, 8 minutes now into the top of the hour. We'll have news, traffic, and weather, followed by the second hour of business briefing. And a reminder, we'll podcast this hour our interview with Ann Chapman, who's in studio as we speak, and Charlie Hales. That'll post at 5:07 at KXL.com. Back with Ann Chapman from Vanden Bosch and Chapman, our bankruptcy expert. We talked about this looming issue, not only fiscal cliff, but Bank of America set to foreclose on over 1,300 homes judicially. And, I mean, you talked about this process. They must be assembling an army of attorneys to do this from a judicial standpoint. I mean, this is a huge undertaking.
It is. We're hearing that they're hiring staff as we speak. They're training them. They're keeping it pretty close to the vest about when they're going to file all these foreclosures, whether they're going to do them at the same time, whether they're going to do it before Christmas.
Could be some folks getting some not too happy news.
Correct.
During the holidays.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how they let that play out from a PR standpoint. Okay, let's talk nuts and bolts bankruptcy here. Many of our listeners may have been holding off on this, hoping for things to turn around. They're business owners. They're positive. That's why they own their own business. And quite frankly, it doesn't look like things are going to turn around for many of them. What is the first step? They pick up the phone. They call you. What do they do?
They pick up the phone. They call me. We chat a little bit about their situation, figure out what they need to come in so we could give them concrete legal advice about their options. In many cases, a small business owner can reorganize his business as part of a Chapter 13. If you have a closely held corporation or an LLC, sometimes you can collapse that company, transfer the assets legitimately to the owner, turn it into a sole proprietor, and reorganize the business, deal with the business burden that potentially is hampering cash flow on the personal side, and put it all into one package and emerge 5 years from now with an intact business and a house that maybe you've shed the burden of a second mortgage through a lien strip, and you've got a chance to rebuild.
It's interesting because, you know, so many people think of Chapter 11 when they think of business bankruptcy, but for so many small business owners, they are an S corp or an LLC, and it doesn't have to mean the end of your business, does it?
No, individuals are the only ones that are eligible to file a Chapter 13, but you can do some legitimate pre-bankruptcy planning to convert those kinds of businesses into sole proprietors without having to worry about successor liability issues. So every situation's different. There are potential tax consequences that need to be examined. But in many cases, Chapter 13 is pretty much a solution that people don't even really know about that is comprehensive.
And I think that the one thing to point out is that bankruptcy rules have changed quite a bit. Now, it was a few years ago, but it's not as easy to file. I mean, there are certain tests you must pass now that didn't exist a few years ago. Maybe tell us about that.
Well, in 2005, Congress pretty much turned Chapter 13 into a large collection agency for the credit card industry. It's not efficient for a creditor to chase you around for up to 20 years with a judgment for 10 and renewed for another 10. So they pretty much put a lot of pressure on Congress to put in some pretty rigorous rules about income and force as many people into five-year payment bankruptcies as possible. It's called the means test.
Okay. So are you seeing some people who in the past might have either been able to file or wanted to file who either can't or don't now because of that means test?
Yes, definitely.
And perhaps the other way, too, maybe instead of doing a 13, they opt for a 7, right?
Correct. Correct.
And the 7 is a complete wipeout. Now,
wipeout.
Now, you talked about 13. Is the means test for a 7 different, or is it pretty much along the same lines?
Well, in Chapter 13, they borrow on the Chapter 7 means test. The primary difference between the 7 and 13 means test is the 13 means test permits you, under certain circumstances, to continue to fund a pension while you're in Chapter 13.
Hmm.
That's new and one of the good pieces of news for people since the amendments in 2005. So there's sometimes a minimum amount of money that must be paid using this means test calculation, but it's a very complicated analysis. It's all over the board depending on which circuit you're in.
Well, that's why I strongly urge people who are listening to this to contact you well in advance of this decision, because this is not something that you want to make while you're under the gun. And I'm going to give out Ann's contact information here in the minute we have left. Ann Chapman is at Vanden Bosch and Chapman. As she mentioned, she's been doing this for 25 years, right out of downtown Portland on Washington Street. Phone number 503-224 503-224-7225. Again, 503-224-7225. Or you can email Ann, that's A-N-N, at vbcattorneys.com. Really something, Ann, where you should line up your ducks before you get under the gun, shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ann Chapman from Vanden Bosch & Chapman, for joining us here. Again, her number, 503-224-7225. Time for us to take a break. News, traffic, and weather just a few moments away, followed by the second hour of Business Briefing. Hey, more good news for you. The fiscal cliff. We'll talk all about that. Coming up with Eric Hormel from Perkins & Company and David Morgenstern from Confluence Wealth Management. Wait till you hear all the taxes coming your way from Uncle Sam.